Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Idiot Sandwich. This week's sandwich is a dessert sandwich. In fact, it is one of the best desserts. It is a salted caramel ice cream sandwich, which I know we've had ice cream sandwiches before, but this one was made special by Brent. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
It was literally inspired by the hot chocolate that you made when I came into Schaefer.
Yeah, I gave you. Yeah, we don't even sell those yet.
I think we're starting a sneak peek.
Yeah, I think we're either starting on Friday or Saturday.
Yep.
But
so come to Schaefer because they got good coffee as well as that new salted caramel hot chocolate that is coming to Schaefer soon.
Yeah, we're also doing a peppermint mocha latte.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of peppermint, but I know I trust the mochas there. For sure.
Yeah.
It's my favorite one to get.
I'm excited about it. I haven't tried it yet, but anyway.
All the stuff from Schaefer's good. But yeah, welcome to Idiot Sandwich, everybody. I can't start with me.
Yeah, it's got to start with me. This is Idiot Sandwich. Welcome to it. And I am Brent.
And I'm Pat.
And that's Pat.
And that's Brent.
Yeah, and he's Pat.
God, see, I started and it felt so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just like, I feel like part of my brain is so tuned to alphabetical order that it's like, I can't.
That is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, obviously. That's why I
hold on, hold on. Shh.
I really hope it picked that up.
I'm a Foley artist.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of Foley artists, what a great segue into the first thing that I want to talk about.
Oh, you had something for this. This was an accident, folks.
Completely accidental. So, for those of you that don't know, a Foley artist is a, what would you qualify them as, like almost like a sound engineer or an audio engineer?
No.
Okay, good. Because I wouldn't either. I just didn't know if I would be wrong. They're, I don't know what they qualify. They're the people that put the sound effects in movies or recreate them for movies and such. So like the, if anybody's ever seen A Quiet Place, the noise that the monsters in A Quiet Place make is made by tasing grapes.
Yes.
And then just like editing that sound and drawing it out or expanding it.
Yeah.
A Foley artist is basically just that. It's that guy. He's taking random objects.
He figures out how to make weird stuff make the noises that he needs them to.
Yeah.
Well, and like sometimes they just like if somebody's walking on gravel, they'll just have like a box with gravel in it and they'll put boots on and take steps in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not always super weird stuff.
No, but like for another example, when they shot Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the animated movie, the way they got the sound effects of like burgers hitting the ground, they would take wet paper towels and just like slam them onto the ground.
Yeah.
And then they would edit that to make it sound what we imagine a cartoon burger would sound like when it hit the ground. So Foley artists are,
doing like sound editing and processing, then yeah, I would call them an audio engineer.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what a Foley artist is. And the reason that it just hit me whenever Brent said that, I recently watched all three of the Matrix movies past week.
Yeah.
I asked Brent to watch a few parts of it. I wanted him to watch all of them, but he wasn't there when I watched the first Matrix, and he was only there for part of the second one, and then like he was not interested in the third one that much, which after the first one,
I also wasn't there for a lot of the third one when you were watching it.
Yeah. But also, you don't really need to be interested after the first one because the other two are kind of eh. But the main thing I wanted to show him was there's a fight scene near the beginning of the second movie, and a lot of people listening have probably seen the fight scene, hopefully. I know a select few that definitely have. But Neo, played by Keanu Reeves, the patron saint of Idiot Sandwich.
The ultimate man.
The ultimate boy. He is fighting a large group of bad guys. All of them are different clones of the main antagonist, Mr. Smith. and there's a shit ton of them. And the beginning of the fight, really cool.
Yeah,
because it's him fighting like it's like him fighting like eight guys.
Yeah,
but then more start to show up, like a lot of them,
like a lot more, like a 100 more.
As in, there are so many that the fight stops becoming Keanu Reeves fighting what's the guy's name? Hugo Weaving is the actor that plays Mr. Smith. It stops becoming those two fighting each other and starts becoming a CGI fight where it's an animated Keanu Reeves and a shit ton of Hugo Weavings fighting each other. And it looks bad.
Yeah.
Like, notably bad.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Yeah, it's noticeably just like a video game fight, essentially.
Well, and it just gets so much more, like, off the wall and ridiculous.
And there are select, like, close-up action shots where, like, Mr. Smith gets thrown into a park bench and it zooms in on his face to show that he's pissed off. Or, like, Neo is about to get overwhelmed by a shit ton of them, and he, like, throws everybody off of him. But the distinct parts that I remember that relate to this Foley artist thing that has been brought up, there are two distinct moments in this fight that use sound effects that should not ever be used. One
is, well, unless it's, like, a cartoon or something.
Yes, but this is not. These are movies that take themselves very
seriously. Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm not promoting, like, movies taking themselves very fucking seriously, unless it's a serious subject matter. But this is not a movie where I think...
Well, and I don't think I so much have a problem with The Matrix taking itself seriously, but, like,
this was stupid.
It was just, like, such a weird thing for them to do, since it does take itself seriously.
Yeah. And so, like, there's a point where Neo takes one of the Mr. Smiths and throws him into a row of other ones. And it sounds... And when I say this, I mean it's distinctly this sound. It sounds like a row of dominoes being knocked over.
Yes.
And it's one of those moments where it, unless you're not questioning whether that's what that sound was. It is distinctly what that sound is.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a guy into a bunch of other guys. Dominoes fell over.
Yeah.
Then he does it again. He throws him into a pile of other guys, and it's bowling pins.
Yeah.
It's not like in...
Whenever we started that scene, Pat was like, you need to watch this. It's one of the worst fight scenes of all time. And I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And we started watching it, and I was like, this is pretty good, actually. Like, it's not that bad. And Pat was like, it gets worse.
Yeah.
He said, right now it's good. It gets worse. And then I said, I don't know, man. It's pretty good. And he was like, Brent, later in this fight, there's the sound of bowling pins. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, a bunch of guys get knocked over, and it makes the sound of bowling pins. I said, Pat, no.
And I said, yes.
And I said, no, please no. Please tell me this isn't true. I didn't believe him until I heard it.
It is one of the worst fight scenes for me because the start of it had the potential to be something super cool.
Uh-huh.
But the problem was is that it's too much of a good thing. It was like too much of Keanu Reeves kicking ass. And it's like, let's have Keanu Reeves kick all ass. But it was so much that it became not a real fight, and then for some reason they decided they were going to get campy.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
Yeah.
Because it's not like at that point they couldn't be campy. Watching it now, it feels like that. It's literally like watching the first one. It's like Keanu Reeves in an ankle-length leather or like latex black jacket with giant combat boots, like loaded with guns, and he just looks like, oh man, that's the hacker's dream right there.
Yeah.
Boom, look at him, he's so cool. And just, I was like, okay, in the 90s that was probably cool, and Trinity in like a latex like cat suit, it's like, okay, very cool in the 90s probably, and I still think it's cool, but there are just moments where the camp kind of gets to me. And it was distinctly dominoes and bowling pins.
Yeah. No, that sucked. That was very stupid.
And then the third movie has, like, all the robots, like, or a shit ton of robots coming together to make a giant head to, like make a physical embodiment of what their, like, lead, like, thing is. I don't know what it, like, they're...
Skynet.
Exactly. It's basically Skynet. It's, like, to make a physical embodiment of their hive mind. But it's a baby's face.
Yeah.
It is literally a baby head. And it's so weird.
Yeah.
And then all, like, I can't go on for days about the Matrix trilogy. I just really, like, I heard, we did Foley artist thing, and I just wanted to talk about how, like, They did a bad job. They did a bad job in The Matrix Reloaded.
You know, they did a fine job. They just made some weird decisions.
They made some weird decisions in a fight scene that could have been great, and it ended up not
for sure.
Great. Yeah. And also, everyone talked like an asshole in the second movie. There's a distinct scene that is like Neo talking to like this dude in a white room. And it just, it's so hard to follow, and also it's super lame. Because it's just, I feel like when they wrote it, it was just like, let's use as many big words as possible so it's hard to follow. It just, boy!
Yeah.
But that's enough talking about The Matrix. Because, honestly, I don't know what I would do if this was a podcast about The Matrix.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about The Matrix anymore.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it anymore. And in truth, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't
want
to talk about it. So what we do want to talk about is, it snowed.
It snowed.
Hey Pat, remember when it snowed?
I do remember when it snowed. It was really unexpected for me, honestly.
Yeah, so 2 days ago it snowed.
It got real cold, everybody.
Yeah, and we, it was snowing and it was at nighttime, and we were sitting in the living room not doing anything, and I said, Pat, you want to go on a snow walk? And he said, hell yeah. So
me and Brent started going on walks recently.
Yeah. We're an old couple.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided we were going to go on a walk. We had to change our clothes so that we were, you know, ready for the snow. And we, this is kind of funny. I got my boots out of the front room put them on the stairs, up to my room, and they were on the stairs.
Yes.
And I'm up in my room, I'm getting ready. Don't have the boots on. They're on the stairs. And I'm basically ready to go. So I'm coming down the stairs. And I stepped on a boot, and it rolled out from under my foot, and I fell all the way down.
The worst part for me about this was walking into the living room, waiting for Brent to come down the stairs, and I just hear it. I only heard it, and then I saw his feet poke out the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
I landed
full weight on my elbow, and it hurts so bad.
I was terrified.
Like, you ever had the, like, just pain where you're just like, I have to sit or I might pass out?
Yeah, no. It's,
like, it was just one of those, and it sucked. I did not like it. But anyway, that's not really what this story is about. That was just a little bonus.
So what we did want to talk about was the adventure that took place.
We did go on the snow walk.
Yeah. We walked into the wind for a good portion of it.
Yeah.
Which was not fun.
Yeah, it was fine.
You ever been on a walk where your face gets cold enough that you can feel your jaw start to close up? Yeah. Like, where it becomes, like, noticeably a little more difficult to talk?
Yeah.
That's how this was for me.
It did not. That did not happen to me. But I know why. Because you wouldn't put your dang hood up.
I think my hood looks lame.
So I actually had on a hoodie and, like, a rain jacket. And I had a sock hat on as well as two hoods. So I was like, Pep, he said, what? I don't know. I think he said your neck was cold or something. I was like,
yeah, I said my neck was cold.
So put your hood up. And you said my hood looks stupid. And yeah. I was like, what?
It was one of the first times that I've ever been straight up like fashion over function.
Yeah.
Even though like in reality, I probably did not look super cool. I never do, but it was one of those moments where I was like, I don't want to compromise how cool I may look with this stupid hood.
So anyway, I was a lot more comfortable than Pat because he wanted to look good. Anyway, so we're walking. We don't live that far away from our campus, and we walked to the quad, and we didn't really have a goal in mind. We were just on a nice
stroll. Just on a walk.
A little stroll. And we saw a, bike track through the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, let's follow this. Let's follow this guy.
Because, of course, what do you do when you find a trail? You follow it.
Yeah, so
we talked several times about how weird it might be.
Oh, it was pretty weird. Yeah, it could have been weird. But we followed the trail, and it took us on a heck of an adventure, didn't it, Pat?
It did. There were several times we thought we lost him, and there were several times we picked the trail back up. We got confused a couple of times because there were other bike trails at one point.
Yeah, well, and the other thing that happened was, like, it didn't snow a lot, so it wasn't like, it was like if they rode their bike, like they weren't in the snow the whole time, so there wasn't a trail the whole time. But so we were walking along, and we On our campus, there's like this bridge that separates like the academic side from the residential side. Mm-hmm. And there's a really good sledding hill there. Like everyone knows there's a good sledding hill, right? And every time it snows, you see people sledding there. Well, of course, there are people already sledding there. Like it's still like snow coming
down. These guys were on it.
And they were like ready to go. So we get up to them and they're asking everyone who walks by if they want a sled. Like if they want to borrow their sled and go down the hill. And it was like, oh my gosh, these guys are so good. They're such good guys. So we were like, well, of course, we're going to go down this hill on a sled. So me and Pat both took a turn going down the sled hill.
And honestly, it was amazing. I ain't gone sledding.
I've never gone sledding down that hill.
Not down that one, no.
Very good.
It was so much fun.
Like, honestly, it could have been some of the best sledding I've done.
I actually heard myself giggle going down the hill. Like, I literally heard myself going.
Yeah, I was actually trying not to do that.
I wasn't. I felt myself start, and I was like, this is, like, some of the most pure, unadulterated, like, joy.
Joy, yeah.
I felt in a good while.
Yeah. So that was fun. We did that, and then we thanked them. They were very cool guys.
There was a great back and forth between you and him.
They threw a snowball at a person.
Because they didn't want to go down the hill.
Because he didn't want a sled.
Yeah.
And I think that they were friends, but it did seem sort of harassment.
Yeah, it's like...
But I chose to look past that and just say they were great guys because they let us use their sled.
Yep. It's like the it's like reverse gatekeeping.
Yeah.
It's like, get on this fucking sled or I'm going to hit you with a sled.
Well, and the funny thing was the guy's reason for not going down the hill was because he was walking back from the academic side of campus and he wasn't wearing enough clothes. So he was like, no, I'm really trying to get back because I'm cold and I only have like one shirt on and one pair of pants. Like, I'm just not equipped for this.
Snowball!
And then they pelt him with two snowballs, like, in his shirt and on his head. Like, holy...
Gosh, that guy probably did not have the best night afterwards.
But I don't know, because he said he was going to come back and sled. He said he was going to come back and sled. So they, I think they were friends, but...
I hope
anyway,
so.
I hope so, too, because that was very mean if they weren't. But anyway, so we kept walking. We got back on the trail of the bike.
Yep, and we followed it onto campus.
Yeah, we followed it onto the residential
side. This guy went so far.
Like, and he went a weird way, too. So, like, we're following it. And, like, we get to the last, basically, like, the last dorm that he could have lived in. And we thought we saw it trail off, but we decided that it wasn't that one. It was a different one. And he went across the street from the last dorm. So we were like, well, what the heck?
Where's he going?
Where's this guy going?
Because I thought he went to the wellness center. But then I was also confused. Well, why did that guy need that much cardio only to go back to the gym?
And we went to the wellness center, and we thought we found the track.
Found the trail again.
Yeah, we picked up the trail again, and we followed it. And it went, like, it looped back around, back onto, like... And then it looked like it was going to the dorm that only girls live in. And then we were like, oh no, this is a woman. Like, this isn't good.
We were just immediately like, if somehow, like, we're caught following a bike trail back to the all girls dorm.
Yeah, we were following a woman the whole time. We were like, oh no.
There's no way to explain that.
Yeah, that would have been bad. But like,
we had several times during the walk been like, this is weird, right?
Yeah.
This could be misconstrued.
But we were also just being like, we're detectives and we're going to get this son of a bitch. Like, we were like, and the thing that we kept saying was, like, whenever there were multiple bike trails, we were like, is that our guy or is that our guy?
And then again,
I think that's our guy.
That's our guy.
That's our guy.
Yep.
Yeah, so we did that, and we thought they were going to Springer, the all-girls dorm, and then it went off to the right instead, back into the parking lot.
Which became a shit show because he went through a puddle.
Yeah, and like the parking lot, like people had been driving through it, so it was like real messy. And then we saw the bike trail go directly into a puddle, and we were like, he's trying to throw us off.
Yeah, there was a point where we legitimately were like, this guy knows
we're following him.
Yeah. And he's just, like, seen us at one point and is like, I gotta lose these guys. I gotta lose these ace detectives.
Yeah. So, we caught him. We found him.
We found the bike.
And we were almost there, and the thing was, he ended up going to the dorm that's, like, directly in the center of the residential side of campus.
Yeah.
So he literally just drove a big loop around it and then parked. It was very odd.
It was very odd, but we did succeed in finding the biker.
Yeah, we found...
Well, we found the bike. We didn't find...
Yeah, it probably would have been weird if we found the person.
Honestly, I'm glad we didn't. Yeah, if we would have seen the person getting off the bike, I would have been like, all right, quest done. We are done.
Yep.
We're not going to do any more of this. But the adventure that night wasn't done. We decided we were going to keep walking because, first off, we were on the residential side of campus, which is a walk away from our house.
Pretty far walk.
Yeah. So we decided.
And we have a friend who likes to, like, draw stuff on stuff. And, like, she basically always has, like, a car window marker on her at all times in case she has to draw on one of her friend's cars. So it had been snowing. And she does live in the all-girls dorm. So we were like, let's go draw on her van. She'll love that. Which, like, not even a joke. She will. And she did.
Yep. We went up, and my first instinct, as always when we're drawing on something, is to draw a penis.
Draw a dick, yeah.
That's my immediate instinct. But I thought, I'm going to be better this time. And I drew the thing that she always draws, which is just, like, a peace sign, a heart, and then a happy face for, like, you know, peace, love, happiness.
Yeah, and then I drew a dick.
And then Brent drew a dick. So we didn't miss out. Don't worry, audience. We didn't miss out on that sweet, sweet Pernis.
We considered drawing a dick on every car in the parking lot.
Because we had such ample time.
Well, and it would have been, like, such a thing, you know?
It would have been hilarious.
Everyone walked out and there was just a dick on every single car.
All of them.
Anyway.
But we didn't do that.
We did not do that. We figured maybe vandalizing everyone's property, not the best plan.
No.
Even though it's not really vandalism, but, you know.
Yeah, it's the vandalism that would have disappeared.
Regardless, we didn't do it. And we did draw on our friend's car. And she loved it. And then we walked. we were walking. And we were going to take, like, a different way back home. And I was like... We walked by Chick-fil-A, and I was like, Patty, you hungry? And he said, yeah, I am. I haven't eaten in a while. And I was like, me too. I was pretty hungry when we left, honestly. So
I was like, let's go get rallies.
Yeah, I was like, well, do you want to see if Chick-fil-A is open still? And keep, like, bear in mind, we did not mention this. It's like 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock. So most places probably not open, especially with the surprise snow happening.
Yeah. So Pat was like, honestly, no, I don't want to go there. And I was like, okay, well, there's other places. He said, I want to go to rallies. And I was like, I do not, but it's pretty close, so I guess we'll go there. So we start walking that direction, and
it's closed.
Yeah, but the thing was, we're getting pretty close. And I said, does rallies have an inside even? And he said, no. And I said, Pat, we can't eat rallies? He said, why not? And I said, because I don't want to sit outside and eat the food. It's cold.
Well, neither do I.
And he said, well, we'll just walk somewhere else and eat it. And I said, Pat, we're so far from home. We walk home. It'll be cold when we get there. I said, I'll bite the bullet and eat hot rallies. I am not eating cold rallies tonight. No, sir.
Hot rallies is garbage. Cold rallies is not.
It's
is
not
like,
food. It's not food
it's
anymore.
It's paste. It's like you like should use it as glue.
You're not supposed to eat cold rallies.
You're not supposed to eat hot rallies.
It's not food.
No.
So anyway, luckily.
I'm a monster for having thought that.
For me, rallies was closed.
Because guess what I would have done? Straight up bought the food, continued the walk, and eaten it at home cold.
Yeah.
I would have thrown it in the microwave. But that's not, like,
which is
better.
Even worse.
It's not good.
So, we decided, oh, well, there's food at home, so we'll just eat food at home. Whatever.
Yep.
So we walk.
Because our roommate bought an entire rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. So we walked back, and we're on our way back, and we spot the soccer fields, don't we, Pat?
Yes, we did. There's a giant soccer field right next to the Curra Center, which is also where Chick-fil-A was.
And also completely untouched by footprints.
We saw...
And I said, Pat, I kind of want to hop this fence and print up this field. What do you think? And he said, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Honestly, it was just a moment where I was like, we're both thinking the same thing.
Yeah, like we looked.
Obviously.
We looked at the field and we were both thinking, like, we need to run through this.
Yeah.
So we both jumped the fence, both hurt our knee.
Yeah. We both smacked the shit out of our knee on the fence.
On the fence. And then we sprinted around the field.
Again, another moment of unbridled joy.
And Pat giggled. I did hear him giggle this time.
Like, I know that there are people out there that have probably seen, like, a pristine soccer field in the snow and thought, I want to run on that.
Yeah. And we got to do it.
We got to do it. And no one else did. And it felt, we didn't leave a great impression on it. We made it to about halfway through the field before we were like, we're out of shape.
Yeah, we're out of shape. So we stopped.
And then we decided to see if Chick-fil-A was open because it was within, like, less than a minute walk from where we were.
Yeah.
It was closed. It was closed, and there were people inside cleaning up, and I had a moment of feeling so awkward that I was like, I can't even, like, look in this window. And make if I make eye contact with somebody, I'm going to feel really weird.
Yeah.
Because they know when I'm outside.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw someone, and they didn't look happy, so I left.
Yeah.
Or I meant someone saw me. Anyway, I did see someone.
And thus we proceed. Oh, we also saw someone's attempt at drawing a penis in the snow in the parking lot.
Yeah, but the balls weren't touching.
The ball... My biggest problem isn't even that. My biggest problem is the fact that, like, one of them was so small.
Yeah, they were
one was huge. One was a huge testicle, and the other one was so small.
It kind of looked like if there, I don't know what the hieroglyph for a dick is, but it kind of looked like maybe that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is what the Egyptians intended whenever they were talking about phallic objects.
Yeah. So, anyway, we saw that, and then we walked. I mean, we pretty much just walked straight home after that.
We walked straight home after that. I did step in a big-ass puddle.
Yeah, we were pretty close to home, but Pat did step in a big puddle.
Which, let me tell you, if I would have done that at the beginning of the night, Brent ate shit coming down the stairs, and I stepped in a big-ass puddle, I would have called it. I would have been like, no, I'm not fucking doing this.
Well, and it was so, the puddle was so close to our house that, like, yeah, if you got wet socks right away, I would have been like, yeah, we need to.
No, it was, yeah, and I doubled up on socks. That's how cold it was. I wore two layers of socks.
Yeah, but it was a great time, and we can get a little wholesome for a second. You ready to get wholesome, Pat?
Fully ready to get wholesome.
I was like, look at us. We're figuring out how to be happy on our own without any help. Yeah. We just had no plan. We had a great time. We came back home. We were just in a good mood. We ate a bunch of food.
I ate so much rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, which is something that, you know, has not been the easiest thing for us to do, is just be happy with just, God, it's going to sound so sad.
We've been going through some stuff.
And,
we're getting through it.
We're getting through it. And we're going to come out clean on the other side.
Yeah. Like, whenever I poop and I wipe with a wet wipe, I always come out clean, you know?
That's something else that I didn't know you were doing, is using wet wipes.
Yeah, because I know I've talked about this before, but if you got shit anywhere on your body except for your butthole, would you clean it with only paper?
No. I would wash it.
Absurd, right? So why do we clean our asshole, the dirtiest part of our entire body, with only paper?
It's a good question.
So stupid.
I think it's a better argument for whenever somebody's... It's a better argument than, do you fold or crumple the paper? It's like, I want to fold it because I don't want to touch poop. How about this? How about we don't just use this paper to do it?
Yeah, so I use toilet paper and then I finish with a wet wipe.
Yeah.
Because it actually... cleans you.
I want to feel like my butt was kissed by the Charmin Bears.
Yeah, I do want to feel like that. Yeah, see, that's a very American attitude of yours, Pat.
Yeah. Mm. Just like that uppity, upturned nose, just... Mm, mm.
Well, and there's also dudes... There's apparently, like, a deal with men who think it is gay to clean your butthole.
This is so weird.
How did this happen?
I don't know, guys, man. I didn't know there was a stigma.
Listen up, men. How did we get here? Okay? Cleaning yourself is not gay. Why did we have to come up with a word for men who care about the way that they dress, want to look and smell nice, and have good hygiene? That term is metrosexual. Why did we have to come up with that? They're heterosexual guys who like to look and smell nice.
They literally just changed. Oh, no, wait. Metro is metro and hetero is hetero. I was like, they just changed one letter.
Metro.
I can't spell.
Anyway, point is, that's ridiculous. Like, just freaking clean yourself, okay? It's not that hard.
No. Clean yourself, everybody. Message from Idiot Sandwich.
Yeah, anyway.
Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, don't.
No you're one's going to give you grief for not being covered in shit.
Exactly. No one's going to give you grief for not being covered in shit. They will give you grief if you stink.
Here's the thing. There are probably lots of guys out there that know this. If you have ever been at a point where you're in a seated position and you can smell your groin.
Take a shower.
Take a fucking shower. Except the fact that, you know what? Maybe a wet wipe or two down there would probably make you feel better.
Yes, it does. And you know what sucks? You know what sucks about all this, Pat? I still feel weird whenever I buy wet wipes at Walmart.
I don't. I don't buy wet wipes at Walmart, though. Yeah. I buy them from Terry.
Like, I still... What?
Huh? Terry brand wet wipes?
Tell me more.
They're called Terry's because they're easy to... They're perforated, so they're easy to tear.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a guy that lives behind the rallies.
That's kind of where I thought you were going with that.
He just spits on toilet paper.
Just like, oh, yeah, you... You put Terry spit in your ass.
Ew, I hate it.
You said it.
I know. This is one of our weirdest things.
Yeah, no, it is.
Telling guys to clean your asshole.
Well, it's not like he just spit in there. He spit on the toilet paper and you put it on.
Yeah, fair.
You can apply it whenever you want to.
He also rubs
Terry it. Doesn't even have to be there.
He rubs it with
lemon. I mean, lemon. He would.
Yeah. He rubs
Terry
it
with, would do that yeah. for you.
He rubs it with lemon so it's scented.
Why does he even spit on it then?
So it's wet.
Lemons. That's gonna sting.
Why? You got cuts on your anus?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Fred has a medical condition.
That's actually why I started using wet wipes. But anyway, we don't need to talk about that.
We don't. We had a good adventure. My shoes got wet.
Man, you know what I've realized about myself?
What?
I'm a friggin' open book. I don't care what people know about me.
Dude.
At all.
Honestly? Same.
Like, I just, like, so many people know so much about me that they would never tell me about themselves.
A lot of it that I put out there as like an insurance policy to be like, someone has stopped communicating with me. Well, it's probably because of this.
Yeah.
Like, that way I know for sure what it is.
But here's the thing. Nobody can ever blackmail me.
That's true. I don't have anything that I can be blackmailed with at this point.
Because I've already told everyone.
I've already told everybody. Also, there aren't a great deal of things in my life that I'm truly ashamed of.
Yeah.
At all.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Like, I'm usually very honest.
There was a point in my life, and it's definitely been a progression, but I've come to a point where I just really don't care what anyone thinks of me. And honestly, probably to a fault.
Yep.
But anyway. Yeah, so we did that.
We did that. We took a run in the snow, giggled like kids, and solved a caper.
So, yeah. It was a green bike.
It was a green bike. Don't remember the brand.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
But we also talked about, like, if we saw that bike at any point again in our future, our instant reaction would be, you son of a bitch.
We thought we saw it on our way back, and we were like, now he's following us.
I was terrified for a little bit.
That would have been really something.
Yep. You know what? I've been wanting to see the new Zombieland movie.
Oh, I have too. I kind of forgot about it.
I don't even think it's being shown in Murray right now.
Oh, really?
It wasn't on, like, the theater sign. But, man, I have heard zero things about it besides the fact that it's doing well at the box office. I've heard no reviews. Mm-hmm. I've heard no one talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's the same issue Michael's having. And Michael's on the internet all the time. Michael's on the internet 90% of the time.
And we just don't know, like, you haven't heard, like, if it's good or bad?
Nothing. Like, not even from, like, not...
I haven't heard anything about it either.
No tweets. I haven't seen any videos.
The Zombieland 1 was so good. Like, it was just objectively such a solid film.
Oh.
Michael's coming up here. He's probably got something to say about Zombieland 2.
Here's the Michael interviewing question.
You was talking shit?
No, actually.
Actually, we didn't say
anything. We just said you were on the internet a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You guys talking shit about Nickelback!
No, I thought about doing exactly that, but
that would have been hilarious, except for the fact that it totally would have been a ripoff.
But Zombieland 2, yeah, I haven't heard damn thing.
Anyway, Michael has his shirt tucked in right now. Don't know what that's all about. Get out of here.
He's also wearing long sleeves underneath the short sleeve shirt. Bringing that back.
Oh, you're bringing that back?
He's bringing it back. If I trusted anybody to do it.
Everyone's favorite segment. Whenever Michael randomly runs up the stairs and says something.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm sure I was yelling about something not that long ago, but I can't remember.
I love that. I'm sure I was yelling. What it was about, I don't know. Our buddy McCall came to visit us last night. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McCall, such a good guy.
Such a good guy.
Salt of the earth.
Yep. I had to show him how to do something on Photoshop, which was cool because I didn't realize that it was something that was... So, not in an effort to make McCall look bad at Photoshop, because he's not. He's doing some legitimately cool, like, stuff on there, primarily for, like, his album. For his band, Maywin.
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys. They're all pretty dope dudes that make good music. But it was literally just like, I don't know how to do this. Oh, I can do that. Just send me a thing. And I sent it back, and I was like, that was super cool. Someone needed my help, and I succeeded at a thing because of my skills that I've learned in college.
Yeah.
That was such a cool feeling.
That is a good feeling. No, yeah. I agree.
Yep, and I got a brewski out of it.
Yeah, you got a little Budweiser, huh?
Got a Budweiser. It was pretty nice. I after I finished it, I drank Coke afterwards because, boy oh boy, I don't care for the taste of beer all that much. I'm a hard cider man because I like spicy apple juice.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
That was where we concluded the Matrix trilogy. Well, we finished most of the final fight scene, and then we watched YouTube.
I went and bought a space heater last night because it was really cold in here.
Because Brent has the coldest room in the land.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically outside in my
Brent
room.
Lives in the attic.
Yeah, I live in an attic, and there's no central heating in the summer. I know we've talked about this. In the summer, it's pretty bad still, but there is an AC unit in here, so it's like something can be done about something. But in the winter, nothing. So I bought a space heater. And it was also really cold in the living room last night, so I boiled two huge pots of water. We cooked a pizza, not because we were hungry like we were, but that's not even why. We cooked a pizza in the oven so that we could use the oven to help heat our house.
Yeah. It was the greatest thing. Like, it was the most, like, Midwestern thing I think I've ever seen in my life, is just two big ass pots of water boiling on a stove with a box fan sat in front of them.
Also on top of the stove.
Also on top of the stove. And in like a cocked open oven door.
Yeah.
Oven off oven, but the coils were still hot.
Yeah.
So we could keep the house warm.
It was awesome.
It was.
And it got warm in there.
It got really warm.
Much
in there.
Much more comfortable. Yeah.
Some of you saw the Snapchat.
Also, it steamed up our entire house. Every single window in our house was fogged up.
Didn't like the doorknob?
The doorknob was like wet whenever you touched it.
Gosh, it was so hilarious. But there were so many times that we were like, "This seems like it's going to turn out poorly." The worst thing that happened.
No, I had full confidence the whole time. You and Michael were both like, "We shouldn't put the fan on the stove," and I said, "It's fine."
I was just worried it was going to get melted by the burners.
Yeah, but it didn't, did it?
But it didn't. The worst thing that happened was at one point one of the pots ran out of water.
Oh yeah.
So pretty much all that was left was like whatever was in the pot before the water was put in it. So,
yeah, basically all the stuff that's in tap water that you drink.
Yeah, that stuff burned. And set off our smoke detector.
Yeah.
McCall walked into the kitchen and it happened. And I was like, shit. And then he just
hands too hot.
He's too hot. Also learned something funny about McCall, which actually is not like a new thing. Everybody would be made uncomfortable by this. I was like, how do you feel about people repeatedly bombarding you with compliments?
And you knew he wasn't going to like it.
I knew for a fact he wasn't going to like it.
Yeah. And he didn't.
And
then we did it for a little bit.
We did it for a little bit. It's because like...
Well, I mean, he's just such a handsome boy.
He's handsome and very talented.
So talented.
So talented. Funny.
Hilarious.
Great dress style.
I mean, and one of the nicest people.
Legitimately.
I've ever met.
Great guy. Such and a good I guy. Like, I don't say anything about him with sarcasm, but like all of these things are true. But the thing is, if you just said all of these things directly to him, he quickly just, if we did it last night, he was just like, can you guys stop?
We couldn't.
We couldn't.
He was too handsome.
We love McCall.
Anyway.
And he loves us.
And he loves Budweiser.
Which he shared. He also left the entire rest of the six-pack in the fridge. Yeah.
Well, I guess he's got to come back over because we ain't going to drink it.
McCall, call us. Also, he has
call us.
What was hilarious about like him coming over was he called me on Snapchat. He has my phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so basically it was just, he called me on Snapchat and I was like, McCall, you have my phone number. And he's like, oh, shit, I totally do, man. And then he needed to figure out where to park. So he called me back on Snapchat. And I was like, you still have my phone number, man. He's like, I keep forgetting, okay? Just accept my faults. And I was like, you have no faults. You're McCall.
You're the perfect man.
Which made him uncomfortable.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good time. I hope McCall hangs out with us more.
Same here. McCall's a great guy. Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth, yeah.
I wish I knew more about what that statement meant because I say it a lot. And
We should never look it up.
No. That's like the entirety of what Idiot Sandwich is two guys spouting nonsense, refusing to actually
any research, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it started out as. That's what it's going to continue being.
That is our mission statement. We will say stuff and it might be true, but we aren't going to double check.
And we are still going to be idiots.
Yeah, for sure.
Forever.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We can dive into some memes if you want, Pat. We can cut it off a little early. I know you gotta do something tonight.
I gotta do a little something. Not something extensive, but it is something. But we do have some good memes. I sent you one when the podcast started, like when we started recording.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a picture of a cow laying on top of a BMW.
Yeah.
And the caption says, winter is coming.
Uh-huh.
Animals will be looking for places to get warm. Before starting your engine, be sure to check for cows on the hood.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure that you don't miss, because, like, sometimes the cow will be on the hood, you won't think about it, and then you'll start driving.
Yeah.
And
cow will fall off.
Yeah, it'll fall off, and then you'll run over him.
Yeah, which will ruin your...
it's bad for your car, bad for the cow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just funny because that's a legitimate piece of advice that has been hyperbolized. Because you should check for, like, small animals climbing inside of your car, such as stray cats or squirrels, possibly even snakes. But never actually a cow.
Yeah. Good job explaining the joke, Pat.
No problem. I had someone recently not get upset with me about a joke, but I sent them what we refer to as a shit post.
Yeah.
And they were like, I know you hate explaining jokes, but I really don't get that one. Can you explain to me what it means? And I was like, I don't hate explaining jokes. I just feel bad when I have to. Because it's like, they didn't get it.
The joke
wasn't
good.
So it's not a good joke.
Yeah.
It's not a reflection on somebody's, like, intelligence. It's a reflection on me as a joke teller or the quality of the joke.
Correct.
Yeah. Just so everyone out there knows, that's how I am about explaining jokes. It's not you. It's a reflection of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one is one you sent me. I think it's a fake article from The Hollywood Reporter, but it's a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of it is, Marvel's Kevin Feige shits his pants. It's unfortunate.
I don't think I saw that.
You sent it to me.
Huh?
You sent it to me the same night that we did the winter walk.
What?
Yeah. Do you not remember?
Oh, I do remember that.
Oh, thank God.
I see it now.
Now that
I see it, I remember it.
I love those where they just like alter the title of a thing.
Yeah.
It's super fucking funny.
Yeah.
The one above it, like the immediate next picture is us outside of Amberlee's van. That penis just looks like a bone.
Yeah, it does. I'm not very good at drawing dicks.
That's fine. I'm not good at it either, but I do it pretty
often. I mean, I'm not that good at drawing anything.
No, same here. I sent you this one on Veterans Day. Not a thing to do with Veterans Day. It's just when it was sent.
I love this.
It's a picture of the smallest rabbit.
I mean, the smallest rabbit I've ever seen.
I've never seen a smaller rabbit.
He's so cute.
And it just says in text above and below the rabbit, I want grilled cheese. I want grilled cheese. And my only reaction upon seeing this was to tell whoever saw it, he couldn't even eat a whole grilled cheese.
He couldn't even eat a whole
He couldn't
cheese.
Even eat a whole one.
He's like the size of like a fourth of a grilled cheese.
Yeah, like easily just a quarter of a grilled cheese. But the best part is there's a guy standing directly adjacent to him. So you have like a sense of scale because the rabbit would 100% live in one of his shoes. That's how small.
You could fit like four of these rabbits in his shoe.
A million percent.
Or more, honestly.
Yeah. This is one that you sent me the day. It's actually the same day, just in the morning.
I love this.
It says, cats can have little a salami.
Yeah, cats can have a little a salami.
Cats are expert hunters and have a keen sense of smell, especially in the case of meat. Your cat should be just fine with a couple pieces of salami as a treat.
Yeah. Cats can have little
salami. It rhymed at the end, and I don't like that.
Cats can have a little salami, you know?
Cats can have... I just noticed reading it this time that it says cats can have little a salami.
Oh.
I thought it's a joke. Cats can have a little salami. Cats can have little a salami.
Yeah.
And there's just two pictures of a cat, of two different cats eating little salami.
Yeah.
It's great. Wholesome. Love it. All about it. The next one, it was from the day prior. It's a funny one that is really funny to me because it's an article that says truck spills dice, deals 216,000 D6 bludgeoning damage to Atlanta freeway. It's great because it's like it's almost a D&D reference right there.
It's a D&D joke.
It's a D&D joke. My favorite thing is I saw this article afterwards and I saw D&D nerds extrapolating over it, which is like 216,000 bludgeoning damage to an Atlanta freeway. The freeway survived, so it is more power. Like, it killed over 10 Tarrasques, which is like a giant fucking
Basically monster. The hardest D&D monster to fight.
Yeah. And several other creatures. So the highway is the strongest monster in D&D history, as well as the fact that no NPCs or player characters were injured in this event.
Yeah. This is a segment we like to call Nerd Shit.
Yeah, hosted by Pat, resident nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one. Oh, wow, I never read this one. It's a two-panel, like, art comic, and it's a lich, it looks like, talking to a woman, and it says, "I have no name. Address me as thou wilt." And she goes, "Bone Daddy." And he goes, "No, not that." Speaking of which, I found a ska band called the Bone Daddies recently my Discover Weekly on Spotify.
Pretty good band name.
It is, but the band kind of sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, they have one song that I know of called Water Slide. It's terrible.
Oh, Pat, the next one's classic.
Yeah, I found this one by accident.
It's on Funhouse, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was entirely on, like, I saw it and I was like, we have to have this for the podcast. Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah,
it's a picture of a hot dog in between in a hot dog bun.
Yeah,
but the hot dog bun has been reversed.
Yeah, so it's basically like they opened the hot dog bun and they kept opening it until the outsides of the hot dog bun are touching each other, and that's where the hot dog
is. The hot dog is in between the crusts.
Yeah, in between the crusts of the bun, if you will.
Yes, and the ketchup and the other topping, relish, are where they would normally be on the inside of the hot dog bun, but because the inside is now the outside, and this picture has been captioned the dot hog.
This is the dot hog.
Because it is backwards hot dog.
Yeah, I actually showed a lot of people this. And I showed a lot of people at work this. And like some of the regulars who come in, I was like, I got to show you something.
Yep. And I guarantee every one of those people said, "Don't like that."
It's exactly what they said.
Not a fan.
Oh, you know who said they did like it?
Who?
McCall.
Of course. McCall. What a great McCall. Guy.
He was like, "That's pretty good."
I bet you Nick Erickson would love that.
He would love the dot hog.
Nick Erickson would love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Kenton Smith just followed me back on Twitter.
Yeah.
Today.
He'd love the dot hog too.
I've been following him for like
a year. I'm going to send it to my group chat with those two in it right now.
Yep. This next one is a Reddit post that you sent me, and it just says, "There's a moment during the cremation process when the meat is perfectly cooked." I hate that.
It's so gross.
So much.
Yeah, it's gross.
Because not only is it true, I don't like thinking about it. I really don't.
Yeah.
In every single cooking process, there's a point where the meat is perfect.
It's true.
Cremation is just human cooking. Ugh. Until it isn't.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. So we're not going to dwell on that one too long. This next one's...
I don't want to talk about it.
This next one is... it looks like it came out of like a Scholastic book or something. It's like an instruction thing on how to not be late for class.
Yeah.
And it's a teacher pointing at a student and yelling, "Go away. I don't want non-shadow people." And then the student replies, "What are you going to do? Chase me with the one leg? Or what are you going to do with that one leg? Chase me?"
Yeah. So basically, you sort of have to look at this one. But in the classroom, like, you can see a couple of kids sitting at desks. And it's like they are shadow people because they're like...
They're not supposed to be the focus.
Yeah, it looks like it's in a textbook or something. So that's the joke about the shadow people, and they're being meta and pointing out that there are shadow people in the classroom, and the boy who she's talking to is not a shadow person.
And the teacher and was then, poorly illustrated with like one leg.
And she only has one leg. So the boy is pointing out that she only has one leg.
Yep.
Anyway, do this next one. This is the last one.
It is a picture of a very disgruntled looking old man in his living room, and he is wearing... I want to call it a poncho.
I It's, I mean,
it looks like a giant doily.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a giant doily with a head hole.
He's selling it. He's selling the item he's wearing for $35, and it's called a paunch.
It just says, it all, and there's no description. It just says, paunch, $35. And this man, I mean, please go look at this man.
He looks so unhappy.
You can't live your life without seeing the look on this man's face.
It's
and the
so
fact that he's wearing it is so funny.
Because he looks ridiculous and also the most angry he's ever been.
You know what I think, Pat?
What?
I think he got caught cheating on his wife. And this is his punishment.
To sell his beloved paunch.
No, it's hers and she's selling it and he had to put it on.
That's the punishment? Dude, I bet he would cheat on his wife very frequently if that was my favorite thing. You sent this to me at work.
No, it doesn't sound that bad for us, but he doesn't want to look so ridiculous.
That's his like weakness. That's his Achilles heel, is looking silly. This man has never looked silly.
No. No, he's only looked cool.
My favorite thing is you sent this to me at 1 a.m. and I replied to it and I just said, come get it.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to say back to that, so I didn't say anything.
Because pretty much I imagine that's what he would say if somebody was interested. Just like, I'm interested in that paunch, $35, and he's just like, come get it.
Come get it. Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that's all we got. We're maybe ending a little bit short, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, we'll guess what? Guess what?
What's up?
Nick Erickson just responded to the Dot Hog.
What does Nick Erickson have to say about the Dot Hog?
He said, I don't like that.
He also like tweeted like about a video of a baked bean pizza being made and said, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But my response is simply just, but the beans.
The beans.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so he doesn't like it. We thought he would, but he didn't.
Well, I guess I don't know Nick Erickson as well as I thought I did.
He likes it. He just said he doesn't. You know what I mean?
Right. He's going to send that
to me. He definitely saved it in his phone. 1,000,000%.
Look, I wouldn't want to be holding a Dot Hog.
You can't be a shit poster as big as Nick and not save the Dot Hog on your phone.
Look, I don't want to be holding a Dot Hog at any point in my life. But if I was given the opportunity to, I definitely would say yes.
Yeah.
I'd regret it.
Well, you know what it reminds me of, Pat? Do you remember? I don't know if we've ever talked about it on this, but it's one of my favorite memes of all time. It is... It's a three-panel, like, comic strip, I guess, but they're, like, actual photos. The first panel is two pieces of bread.
Yep.
And, like, the peanut butter jelly jar.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is.
The next one, there's peanut butter and jelly on the two pieces of bread. And then you think, oh, he's going to put them together and he's going to hold them. Well, he does. But the peanut butter and jelly are on the outside. And it's just a picture of a hand holding that.
It's a BB&J. It's an inside
out. It's one of my favorite ones.
It's so good and terrible.
Yeah.
But that was this week's episode, guys. We talked about an adventure. A snow adventure.
A snow venture.
We talked about The Matrix.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll happen again.
I hope not.
Probably won't. To be honest with you guys,
I don't want to talk about the Matrix.
And to be honest, I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. So, I have a good idea, I think, for something that we want to try coming up, but we're still sort of working on it. So, but anyway, for
time
now,
for shout out.
I dropped that. For now, that's all we got. So, thank you for listening. Special thanks to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song Living Room off of their album Something Old, Something New. Definitely check it out. They're awesome. They're awesome.
They're great guys.
Great guys.
Salt of the earth.
Wow. Anyway, so we did that. All right, I thanked them. That's what I needed to do.
Yep.
What else? Now we needed to hear the fact about Mike White.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to going through all these and compiling.
Mike White is the child that said there is no spoon in the Matrix. If you go back and watch it, you will see a 35-year-old man in a child's costume holding a spoon.
I'm pretty sure he's like 32. I think he's 32.
32-year-old man.
Okay, yeah.
Not 35. Mike White's secretly 35. I don't know. He's the kid in the Matrix that bends the spoon and tells Neo there is no spoon.
Cool. Anyway, here we are talking about The Matrix again. So
we said we wouldn't.
We just said it and we immediately talked about it. Yep. Anyway, that's all we got. So, Thank you for listening. Make sure you tell your friends. And don't forget that if you tell your friends and your friends tell us, we'll give them a shout out.
And we'll shout you out.
And we'll
shout. In public.
Yeah. We're going to come find where you work and yell.
Also, little threat from me, if you don't tell your friends about it, the next time I have dinner with you, I'm telling the waiter it's your birthday.
True.
That's a very real threat.
Yeah.
From your boy Pat.
So you've been threatened. That's Pat.
And that's Brent.
And I'm Brent.
And this was Idiot Sandwich.
Yep. What do they got to do, Pat?
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read my thoughts out loud.